KQ4LOO Mobile.
Mobile, this is W4HI, Whiskey 4 Hotel India. Name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, and we're here in Seneca, base station.
This is Tao, Winston, KQ4LOO, and I'm in Piedmont.
Was Tao a Tao?
T-A-L, Tao.
Very unique name. I've never heard that one before. Very good. Well, we're just getting up. We had a long day of work yesterday. Ended up to be about 14 hours, so we slept in, didn't go to church, but got a lawn to mow, so I'm waiting for just a little bit more, though. It's pretty high, so I'm waiting for a little bit more sun on it to take the moisture away. But anyway, all good. We live here just south of Seneca, built a new house about coming up on it 2 years ago. We moved into it. So it's on a couple acres and nice and scenic. And I have a walk behind mower, so it's about 3/4 of an acre. So it takes a little time, over.
I was originally born in Seneca, but I spent most of my life in eastern North Carolina, and I recently came back about 7-8 years ago to this area.
Creek, are you familiar with that? South on 59?
Negative. I'm not too familiar with that area. Like I said, I was born there, and then we moved to Malden, and then we moved to eastern North Carolina as a child, so not too familiar with that area.
North Carolina is a unique place. I used to travel out there that way for work every once in a while, and would always eventually end up on the Outer Banks and spent the weekend, and then I'd come back, work my way back to, we were living in Atlanta at the time.
Outer Banks was my old stomping ground, especially in the Duck and Kitty Hawk area. I used to love fishing out there, so we actually, when I worked as an electrician, we wired a school right before you go across the bridge in the Duck, right there in Elizabeth City, so yeah, I'm pretty familiar with that area.
But most of the time I was down in the lower part where Ocracoke was, and that I was really fascinated by Oconote, I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Morning coffee has not been drunk yet. Ocracoke, and spent a few nights there, like I said, over weekends, and even drug my boat there one time from Atlanta, and that in Wrightsville Beach and the Cape Fear River, that kind of stuff, Cape Lookout. Pretty neat stuff.
It was Wilmington in that area when you're talking about. Also know where, I don't know if you're familiar with Monster Trucks, but the Grave Digger, he actually lives right there at the entrance to the bridge that goes across over there in Elizabeth City.
That person, but I've gone across the bridge there in Elizabeth City. A nice town up there. Good Coast Guard base up there.
One of the monster trucks. He's probably legendary, I would say. But anyway, that's where he lives. And sometimes when you pass by his house, you can see it sitting out there in the yard. It's quite a sight to see.
You better stop by there and take pictures of it, right?
Surprised me, but I'm pretty sure he probably run them all away too, considering it is his personal residence. So, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he's probably had quite a few people stop and ask to take pictures.
Front yard to hide it, that's for sure. That's neat. I've never been to, one time I went to a monster truck thing down in Atlanta in one of it was inside, which was pretty messy. I think they had to clean the whole stadium when they were done, but man, that was. And then I've seen some of it on television, and my gosh, they've really, really brought that to a whole different level now.
Okay, so if you're in Atlanta in the Dome, I'm pretty sure it gets kind of smoky and smelly in there too.
Older Dome, not the newer one. But yeah, it did. Of course, it was like a haze that kind of filled up the bottom part of the Coliseum there. And very good. Well, I'm gonna do a little CQing on HF here. It seems kind of quiet, but I'll give it a whack here while I drink my coffee. Nice meeting you, Tal. And a great place to grow up. I mean, you really grew up in a very rural but southern type of heritage. That's really neat.
I grew up in Greenville, North Carolina, which is maybe an hour or two from the coast, but it's still close to the coast. It's definitely near the Beaufort Sound. So it's like 30 minutes down the road from that. But anyway, yeah, I'll let you go. I just wanted to check in and see if anybody was out there and wanted to chit-chat for a minute. Anyway, I'll let you go. KQ4, LOLO, clear.
Thing to do is CQ. In fact, I'm a real avid CQer on all bands, and it's a great way to meet new people and also reaffirm people you've talked to in the past. 7-3, you have a blessed day. W4HI.
KB2HXS, this is KQ4LOO. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name here is Dave. I'm in Greer, or Gur, and I'm heading towards Greenville. I'm fixing to go to work on someone's unit. It's a Sunday, and I got to keep people cool. Anyway, I heard you guys talking a little bit. I'm usually out here during the day. I can't chat a long time because I'm going between customers or whatever, but I'm usually out here.
You and I have spoken once or twice before, usually around 11:30-ish. I'm the one that just went from second shift to first shift, so I'm able to get on a little more.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, my shift varies on when my phone rings, basically. I don't work for somebody. I work for my wife, but I work for myself. So. I already had a customer this morning, and my phone rang again this morning, so I got another customer to see.
Joy on a Sunday morning, isn't it?
Well, it was a little conflict in times yesterday. The customer wasn't back at the house. I said, all right, we'll just hold it off till the morning. No problem. You know, I don't. I've got to keep people going. You know, I'm not going to put them off for 3 and 4 days. You know, if I can get to them, I get to them.
That's a good quality to have if you're running the business. I think I've talked to you before. This is Tal, by the way.
That's very possible. I think I remember your name. Where are you located? Are you down in Anderson? Is that correct?
I'm in Piedmont, the Moonville area.
Oh, okay. I was in Piedmont yesterday, as a matter of fact. Don't ask me what street. I don't remember. That's why I have GPS. I log it in there.
Actually closer to the Donaldson Center, so it's not quite Piedmont proper. It's more like Moonville.
Okay, I'm not too familiar with where that is, but that's okay. I'm heading down to the Greenville area, down where Pleasantburg cuts off, down here by... Oh, goodness. I'm trying to think now. Down here where Pleasantburg cuts off at White Hampton.
Moonville is actually off of 25, so if that gives you any idea.
Yeah. I have a fairly good idea where you're at. I've got a couple in this area today, so I'm hoping that's the only two. Please.
Understand that. It's good to have a little time to relax. My job, actually, they've been working us, like I may have mentioned before, 7 days a week. So yesterday was day 14, and we finally got a day off, so I'm going to try to enjoy these 2 days in a row for a change.
Excellent. Yeah, rest and recuperate. That's I got two customers today, two tomorrow, then I got two installs 2 days in a row. Tuesday, Wednesday, then I'm going to hopefully take a few days and rest and wee wax. unless, of course, my phone blows up again.
Time you put it on automatic answer, I can't remember what the term is, but basically take messages.
That would be do not disturb. I can't do that. I don't know. I don't. I gotta try and do what I need to do for my customers. I can't blow them off, you know. Plus, I'm greedy.
My philosophy in life is basically there's nothing more valuable than time, because that's the only thing we'll never get back.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I try and schedule, if I'm doing just regular maintenance calls, I'll try and do like two a day and, you know, try and be done like one or two in the afternoon and then leave it open for the possibility of somebody calling me in the afternoon. This way I'm not working into the night like some folks do.
My fair share of those long days, trust me, it's not any kind of fun whatsoever.
No. Living in Florida for 20 years before I come up here, you know, working on air conditioning down there, that's an 8-day-a-week job down there. You can't let anything go down there.
Imagine with all the heat and humidity down there.
Oh, yeah. And the company I worked for down there, a lot of our clientele were not on the beach, more on the mainland. Some of the older folks, the retired folks, you got to keep them cooling, you know.
To the older folks, they're more susceptible to the heat, so.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they take medications and stuff, you know, they got to stay cool. But anyway, enough about that. I'm jumping on Wade Hampton here.
Keep riding down that road. It's always too busy for me. I'd rather stay on the back roads, to be honest with you.
And also, we have our GPS set up on our phone for avoid highways and all that kind of stuff. And I don't mind driving the extra 15 minutes or so wherever it needs to get where. But if I can stay off those interstates, I'm okay with that.
A lot of times you'll find that avoiding the highways actually saves you time, because it's not necessarily quicker to go down, especially if you run into a traffic jam on these interstates. So,
and you're burning up your fuel, you know, that high-priced liquid gold that you got in your tank there, you know, you're just sitting there idling it out. I don't like that.
Especially if you drive something with a monster engine like what I got a 454 under the hood, so yeah, it definitely will drink up some gas. It's sipping.
That doesn't sip gas, that drinks it. Yeah, my Durango's got the V6 Pentastar, and it runs pretty good, I tell you, for a V6. It does what I need it to do. I don't need a big V8 right now, anyway. I'd like one, but that's okay right now.
Main reasons I got the Suburban here was so I could pull just about anything I wanted to, because it's also got the Allison transmission on it, and I can, if I wanted to pull like a big 20-foot camper or anything like that, I could easily do that, which is basically the reason I got it.
An 8-speed Allison in this thing too, and it does really well. I pull a small open trailer if I have to pick up equipment for an install or something, it'll pull it just fine, you know. I make sure that when I put the equipment on, I try and balance it so there's not a lot of weight on the tongue.
Mine, I think what they call 3/4 ton, so it'll pretty much pull some really heavy stuff. So, I mean, I like it. Like you said, though, it drinks gas. I don't know if you can say it drinks gas. It more like guzzles it and asks for more.
Yeah. Mine is like a teetotaler with the little pinky up, just kind of takes a little sip here and there.
I didn't get my car back on the road too, because it's a gas sipper. My full doors that I got.
Wait a second, did you move around?
No, I didn't move. I'm just sitting in the same spot. I was just saying that makes me want to get my Taurus back on the road. It's just sitting in the yard, collecting dirt and dust and pollen, and there's nothing really wrong with it.
Wow, that was strange. You were noisy, all of a sudden, bang, you cleaned right up. Huh, that's weird.
I'm sitting in the same spot. I mean, I'm sitting in the parking lot at the river here in on Locksoul, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
Weird. You're running a mobile or an HT, or what's your setup?
HT and running it off a diamond antenna.
All right, just do yourself a favor. Just check those connections. Make sure everything is snug and clean.
Everything looks good so far. I just made sure it was tight. But I don't know what happened, but hopefully it's cleaned up now.
Yeah, it's a little more steady. Anyway, I got to make a turn here. I got a couple of miles to go, and I'm going to be at my customer's place. So, you have a good day, and Cal, you have a good afternoon, good morning, whatever is left of it. This is KB2HXS Mobile.
Good day to you, Dave. Good talking to you. KQ4LOO, clear.
And what is it? King Queen 4LOL, laugh out loud?
Lima Oscar.
LOO, okay, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. All right, very good. All right, Cal, have a good day. KQ4LOO, KB2HXS, 73.